Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. We'll talk about sharpening a knife on Yom Tov in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, "En mashchizin et hasakin b'Yom Tov." A person is not allowed to sharpen a knife on a sharpening stone on Yom Tov. This is similar to fixing a utensil, which itself is forbidden on Yom Tov. It's also derech chol. It is a weekday activity to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov, and that would be therefore prohibited. The idea of preparing food, as we've learned throughout the Mishnah, ochel nefesh is allowed. Over here, this is something called machshireh ochel nefesh, preliminaries of the preparation of food. Making a knife doesn't actually prepare the food. Rather, it prepares something that could help prepare the food. That's machshireh ochel nefesh. There's a tremendous halachic discussion what type of machshireh ochel nefesh is permitted on Yom Tov. But we see aval masi'a agabe haverta, in terms of sharpening the knife, even though we said you're not allowed to do it onto a sharpening stone, you are allowed to do it by rubbing two knives against each other and sharpening it in that way. It's not the normal way to sharpen knives during the regular weekday, therefore it is not derech chol. It shows that it's different on the Yom Tov. Now we'll talk back about buying meat. We spoke in the last Mishnah about buying in large quantity, taking an animal and slaughtering it and sharing it between different people. Here we'll talk about buying a small amount of meat from a butcher. Lo yomar adam latabach shekoli bedinar basar. A person is not allowed to tell a butcher on Yom Tov, weigh for me or sell me a dinar's worth of meat. Mentioning of price is a problem. It is disgracing the day. No money is allowed to be mentioned when a person is taking meat from the butcher. But a butcher is allowed to slaughter an animal on Yom Tov and have the customer ask, can I have this piece of meat? Can I have half of this piece of meat? In other words, the butchers, when they were dealing with their cutting of the meat, there would be certain cuts that were known and established to be a certain price. And they would sell the meat by the piece. Whenever they would sell a rib steak, for example, they knew a rib steak was going to be $10. It was automatically a $10 piece. No mention had to happen about the cost of that steak. So therefore, since they had a standard price, there's no need to mention anything on Yom Tov. And if a person wants to say, give me that steak, it is understood within the words between each other that what he's asking for, he knows what it's worth, and therefore that is still allowed. Or he could say, that piece of steak, I want half of it. And that would be $5. So that would all be permissible because no money is being mentioned at all. And then after the Yom Tov, the customer would return and pay that known standard price for the piece of meat that he purchased. Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het. This Mishnah will talk about different rules for buying food on Yom Tov. As we mentioned previously, you're not allowed to talk price when purchasing food on Yom Tov. Obviously, transactions, handing over money, is prohibited. And weighing whatever is being handed over is also not allowed, because we said that on Yom Tov, everything has to be done in a different way than it's done on a whole day, on a weekday. So therefore, precise measurements of food being sold is prohibited. Mishnah, and we'll talk about how far we go with this halakha. Mishnah says, Omen adam l'chavero maleli kelizeh avalo bamidai. Person's allowed to say to his friend on Yom Tov, please fill this container with me, even though he knows how much volume it holds. For example, he knows he has a bottle, and that bottle usually is the same size as a 2-liter soda. He says, please fill this up for me. He knows that he's now getting 2 liters worth, but no measurement was mentioned with it. But he's not allowed to do it with midah. He's not allowed to use, therefore, a container that he would use for measuring. He's not allowed to use a measuring cup. All of this would be a weekday activity. Measuring is a weekday activity. But we do see one thing here, that if he is using a cup that's usually used for measuring, but he never used it before, so therefore it doesn't have a shem of measurement on it, it doesn't have the status of being a measuring cup yet until he uses it for measuring, that would be allowed to be used because it doesn't have the status of a measuring cup yet. But we have an argument here. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haya keli shel midah, lo yimale'enu. According to the Rabbi Yehuda, if the container is fit to be used as a measuring cup, even if it was never used, he's not allowed to ask his friend to fill it up for him on Shabbat. We'll see the way that a certain hacham went very far in order to avoid this issue of measuring on Yom Tov. Ma'aseh ba'Abba Shaul ben Botnit. There was once a story about a man named Abba Shaul ben Botnit, who was a merchant and also a Talmid Hacham, shehaya memaleh midotav me'erev Yom Tov, ve'notenan lelakachot be'Yom Tov. What he would do is he would measure everything before Yom Tov and put them in the proper containers. And then when people came to buy them, when they wanted to buy the wine or the oil, he would hand them over the exact measurements that he had. There's no problem of handing over things that have measurements already, only for it to ask for it to be measured on Yom Tov. We'll have now other views concerning this halacha. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul, not the same rabbi as we had before, which was Abba Shaul ben Botnit. Here's a different rabbi, also with the same name. He's going to comment about the Abba Shaul we had mentioned earlier, Abba Shaul ben Botnit. He says, that rabbi, Abba Shaul ben Botnit, af ba-mo'ed oseken mipeneh berureh hamidot. That rabbi also would have the same practice on Chol HaMoed, when measuring is actually allowed, because of the foaming of the pouring. What would happen in those days is they would pour wine from one container to the next, and when that would happen, it would foam up, and therefore you need to then wait for the foam to subside, for it to lower, and then you would fill the rest of the container. So on Chol HaMoed, people were very busy. Chol HaMoed is a time for Torah learning, and he was a hacham, so people would come ask him a lot of questions. So therefore, since he was so busy on Chol HaMoed doing all of this, he would, the night before, fill up all of the containers that he would need to fill up, and therefore when he arrived the next morning, there was no need to wait for all the foam to subside and to go down. It would be down by then, and he would fill it up the rest quickly, and then he would settle like that, and then he would have all the time he needed in order to study Torah. He would do this during the night, because the nighttime wasn't a time of the Bet Midrash. So therefore they're saying, Abba Shaul ben Botnit did the same thing also on Chol HaMoed. Now that they're going to add more even. Hachamim omrim af b'halo sekin. The Hachamim say this rabbi, Abba Shaul ben Botnit, would even do this on weekdays. Why? He would fill it up at night. Why? Mipene mitsui hamidot. He would do this because of the draining of the measures. People would measure out a liter of oil a liter of oil with him, and he would weigh it, or he would measure it, the volume in a container that he had, and then he would want to pour it in their own containers. He was such a strict man with himself in terms of his business ethics, super honest, that he wanted to make sure that when he was dealing with thick oil, if he measured out a gallon of oil and he's pouring it into the other person's container, what's going to happen? There's always going to be oil sticking to the sides of his own measuring cup, because oil is very thick. So even though he may charge the man for a gallon, less than a gallon is going to be poured into the person that's buying it, the customer's container. So what he would do is he would measure out a gallon, have the night before the customer bring that container, he would pour it in, and he would lean his own measuring cup over the customer's container for the entire night, allowing it to drip all the way out to make sure that there was not one bit of oil that was not entitled to him that he kept. He wanted all to go to the customer. Now we'll talk about another law about buying food on Yom Tov. Holech adam etzel henvani haragil etzlo. A person would go to the storekeeper who he was a regular customer for, so therefore that person trusts him to pay on time. Ve'omed lo ten li betzim ve'egozim b'minyan. He could say to him, give me a certain number of eggs or walnuts, give me a dozen eggs, give me 20 walnuts. That would all be permitted. Because it's common for a private person to count the items in this way when he eventually got back home. He would talk to his wife. He's saying, I need to cook 10 eggs. I need to make sure to do that. Therefore, that's not a problem. Mentioning the number of items a person wants as opposed to the weight or the volume is not an issue. That's how a person acts in his own home. Therefore, it's not considered to be a weekday activity.